From the Willamette Valley to the Patuxent Valley, the debate over the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, rages among politicians and the media. Some congressional Tea Party conservatives are even threatening to shut down the federal government if Obamacare goes forward. Rhode Islanders get their first glimpse at the future tomorrow when our state's new health care exchange, HealthSource RI, goes into business. A smart strategy for our small state would be for everyone in this contentious joust to take a deep breath and watch what happens. The online insurance marketplace that kicks off tomorrow is designed in the short run to expand health care to those who are currently uninsured. Rhode Island's version of Obamacare has been in the works for several years and is largely the offspring of Lieutenant Governor Elizabeth Roberts and its director, the healthcare guru Christine Ferguson. Ferguson's vision is a marketplace focused on the needs of Rhode Island's beleaguered small business community, which has endured a stubborn recession. Among the biggest complaints of leaders of these companies, which employ fewer than 50 workers, is the cost and availability of health insurance. The research shows that the overwhelming majority of workers of large companies have access to employer-based health coverage. This is not the case for small business. Just half of Rhode Island small businesses offer affordable health coverage to their workers. HealthSource RI aims to change this by setting up a transparent online market that employees, employers, and their insurance brokers can use to easily compare competing plans. At this point, the exchange is financed by federal dollars, so there is no state money involved. This may change down the road, but for now, we must be candid about the zero cost to Rhode Island state taxpayers. The debates have swirled around Obamacare and have sprouted more myths than those about George Washington's youth. It's socialism, the critics assert. Of course it isn't. The marketplaces are run by states, offering private insurance companies, and have far more free market elements than either Medicaid or Medicare, both of which resemble a socialistic single-payer system far more than Obamacare. Tea Party Republicans have railed against this system, and most Democrats have voiced support. What's been lost in the politics and cable television shoutfests are the drawbacks of the current system. Too many Obamacare critics have failed to provide a reasonable alternative to the mess that is our current system, which leaves 11% of Rhode Islanders without health coverage. When these people get sick, which they inevitably will, they get treated at the hospital. Then those costs get shifted to the taxpayer or to those who pay for insurance or get it through their employers. The media is filled with doomsday stories about businesses hiring fewer full-time workers or dropping employer health coverage to avoid this new health care regime. Yet the experience in Massachusetts, which has a state-based version of Obamacare and has since Republican Mitt Romney was governor, tells us that businesses do not stop covering their employees. Facts are stubborn things. What they show is that in the Bay State, employers have actually increased health care coverage for their workers. Small business and the working poor will get federal subsidies and tax credits to help cover the cost of their insurance. Over the long haul, this could be a huge aid to stabilizing the cost of health care. If everyone's insured, it becomes easier for the doctors, clinics, and hospitals to figure out how to set up preventative care networks that will keep people with such chronic diseases as diabetes and asthma out of hospital emergency rooms. The best thing about all this is that if it works, it should lead to a healthier Rhode Island workforce and employees who take fewer sick days. Is anybody really against that? Let's turn down the volume on the debate and ramp up the publicity for getting insurance through our new marketplace. And let's put on hold that ancient Rhode Island attitude of grasping onto nothing so tightly as the status quo. The health of our citizens and the viability of the small business community that is so vital to our state's economy would be helped much by HealthSource RI's success.